Hi there. Today's podcast is all about my mom. If you knew her, you know what I mean when I say she was a very special person. And if you didn't know her before, today's your lucky day. Hey, it's Liz with the Hungarian Living Podcast, and here you'll find real ways to explore your Hungarian heritage through food, language, genealogy, travel, and more, plus the folktales that have carried this culture for generations. My mom, Elizabeth Azebo's birthday is August 27th, and every time this time of year comes around, I think about her even more than normal, because the truth is, I still think about her quite a bit. She was an amazing person, so I thought I would expand a bit on her story today on the podcast. I've been gathering new-to-me bits and pieces of her story over the last several years as I was preparing to submit a chapter for Book 2 of Hungarian Roots and American Dreams. And naturally, I have so many questions that will probably just remain unanswered for now. My mom's father, my grandfather, Andor M. Leffler, left Hungary when he was just 15 years old. He left with his mother and stepfather and the siblings born from his mom's second marriage. Andor's father died when he was very young. His mom met and eventually married Ernő Weiss. Andor was born in Budapest, but when his father died and his mother remarried, they all lived in Miskolc in Borsod County in northeastern Hungary. Not a tiny village, but a real city with industry and community. And he left in 1924, right as the U.S. immigration quotas were closing the door on people like him. The early 1920s in Hungary were turbulent. World War I had just ended, the Austro-Hungarian Empire had collapsed, and economic instability was massive. This family was going to start a new life in the United States. He landed first in Cleveland. By the 1920s, Cleveland had one of the largest Hungarian populations in America. Buckeye Road was essentially a Hungarian main street, with churches, boarding houses, social clubs, and businesses all Hungarian. But then he moved to Pennsylvania, I think for his schooling, and he graduated from the Lutheran Seminary. He met and married my grandmother and served at the Hungarian Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh. I stopped by there this spring on our way to Washington, D.C. It isn't a church currently, but it is a building where ministry happens. As I walk through the former sanctuary, I love seeing all the names on stained glass windows with their dedications in Hungarian. There were some elements in the sanctuary that are still there 100 years later. My mom's mother's side of the family, the Horváth Bola branch, tells a different kind of story. My great-grandmother Essie left Hungary with her husband, Gábor, her parents, and her siblings. They appear to have departed from Győr, a beautiful Baroque city in northwestern Hungary, though the family was really from farther west, near Fertőd or Lake Fertő. Essie's father, Frank Horváth, was born in 1834, and he was 55 years old when the family emigrated in 1889. Which is kind of remarkable since most immigrants at the time were in their teens and 20s. This wasn't a young person's adventure. This was a whole family making a permanent, deliberate decision together. They settled in McAdoo, Pennsylvania, a small coal mining town in the heart of Pennsylvania's anthracite hard coal region. And unlike the Leffler side, which moved toward Cleveland's big Hungarian community, the Horváth Bola family put down roots in a tight-knit, isolated mining town where heritage stayed alive simply because many people around them were Hungarian too. My grandfather from Miskolc and my grandmother from the Horváth Bola family in McAdoo somehow found each other and married. These two Hungarian family lines converged into one person, my mother, and she was born in August of 1933. My mom was born in Pittsburgh, and shortly afterwards, my grandfather took a new position at the First Hungarian Lutheran Church on Buckeye Road. So my mom grew up on Buckeye Road in Cleveland, and Hungarian was her first language. She loved music and writing, and she even met Zoltán Kodály once. Apparently, he was a guest in their home. My mom and dad met and married in 1954. Unfortunately, she had had her share of loss, from her mother dying shortly after she married to her dad dying in 1967. But during this time, she wrote articles for children and submitted them all over the place. She was published in Highlights for Children and other publications for children, and it was during this season that she translated all the Hungarian folktales and tried to get a publisher to take them on. Amongst the boxes of things from her home, there are files of revisions and rejection letters, but also copies of the published pieces. Sorting through her words and her writings has been fun. Right in the middle of all this, though, in 1970, my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died within less than a year. Well, that meant my mom had to figure out what she was going to do to keep us fed and clothed. I don't know that my dad had any life insurance policies. I don't have all the blanks filled in there, as I was only 5 when my dad died. I had 2 older brothers, and my younger brother was just 2. I don't know how she did it, but my mom was resilient. Probably because she had to be. But truly, she was always encouraging us and doing things for us, as well as making sure we learned to take care of the things we should be responsible for. I can't say that I know what I miss out on without having a dad, because my mom was very dedicated to raising us to be good people, and there was a lot of love in our lives. I always kind of wondered why she decided to move us all to Hungary for 5 months so she could study the Good Eye Method. I guess it's no wonder that we all went to Hungary. We all, meaning my 3 brothers and I, along with my mom. We did this in 1973, 3 years after my dad died. I think she wanted to get some schooling, but she also wanted to make Hungary a tangible place for each of us kids. And she had a personal connection to Kudai. Of course, by this time Kudai had died, but his method of music education was very much alive and being taught in Hungary. Even though we were in Hungary for 5 months, my mom didn't know we had living relatives there on my dad's side. My grandmother never told her. In 1973, Hungary was under communist rule, so it's possible my grandmother was trying to protect her family from something. We will never know the reason why, and it doesn't matter, because the relatives eventually found us, which is a different fun story. But back to my mom. She was a great cook and baker, but she also worked full-time and had 4 kids. We definitely had a lot of exposure to Hungarian heritage and culture as we were growing up, but we were not required to speak Hungarian at home. Well, dang, that sure would have made life a little easier on me now if she had. But realistically, something had to give. It was a smart choice on her part. I am sure I would have done the same. She knew firsthand how difficult it was to have to go to kindergarten and learn how to speak English. And I think she probably overcompensated for that by becoming an English major and a writer. She was really very good with English grammar. So she got on with the business of working a job and providing for us. These Hungarian folktales that we've been sharing on the podcast have been just waiting patiently in boxes. After working for places like the American Hungarian Foundation in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and the William Penn Association in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my mom was making so many connections with Hungarians all around the U.S., and they were all lamenting that the traditions were disappearing and they didn't know what to do about maintaining a sense of Hungarian heritage and culture in their homes for their children and grandchildren. And so, in 1988, she came up with the concept of Mudra Marketing. Honestly, everything we do now, all these years later, traces back to that decision she made. Her children and grandchildren and other relatives have all played various roles, from being in the catalog to helping out the festivals she attended all around Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And even still today, I have a cousin who lovingly comes out and helps me pack packages during the Christmas season. My mom had a website very early on, even before it was a popular concept. And my mom would have loved all the current ways of connecting because she was so very good at it. She helped others see what they could do to share their Hungarian heritage instead of dwelling on what they couldn't. She encouraged them to restart traditions in their families and to get connected and involved. And I think she would have embraced the concept of a podcast and online language and cooking classes. Of course, face-to-face is ideal, but she was an early adapter of new technology, and I'm sure she would have used the technology we have today if she was still with us. Through this episode, you learned a bit about my mom, her resilience, her love of this heritage, and the results of her planting seeds in my life, because all the things we do with the Hungarian Store, this podcast, the Hungarian Heritage Expo, and our tours to Hungary and Transylvania are all modeled after her passion for sharing Hungarian heritage with the ones she loved. And I'd love for you to take a moment today to think about the person in your own family line who carried something forward for you. A parent, grandparent, aunt or uncle, someone who made a decision decades ago that you're still living the fruit of. Send me an email and tell me about them. You can send it to podcast@hungarianliving.com. But I'll have my email in the show notes. I do want to hear their impact on your life. If this podcast has given you a little more connection to your Hungarian heritage, here's a simple way to pass that along. Subscribe and leave a rating or review. It's a small thing that helps someone else find their way here too. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage so they can join in on the fun too.